Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. Thank you for joining us on this special holiday edition of After Dark. We have a different kind of show with some great Christmassy discussion and even some great musical guests who we're blessed to have on with us tonight, Jody C. and Tina B. We're looking forward to bringing this to you and hope you are all having a great Christmas weekend. How are you doing, Rob? Merry Christmas, my friend.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's as far as I'll take it. Hey, I am glad to be on tonight. It is the season to be thankful, merriment, drink, eat, have fun, do whatever you do during the holidays, period. No, some people celebrate Hanukkah, some people celebrate Christmas, some people celebrate Kwanzaa. Whatever floats your boat, let's do it. Let's get into the spirit. I love this time of the year, Andrew, because it's the time of the year when people can really dress. You can dress during the wintertime. You can like just really dress to the nines. During the summertime, you're taking off clothes. But during the wintertime, you can dress. And not only that, can you dress? You can dress up and all these like array of colors, because it's the fall, which leads to winter, which brings us the Christmas holiday. So the reds, the blues, the purples, the orange, yellows, anything, you can wear it. And not only that, you can also throw down when you eat, because you have Thanksgiving, which segues into Christmas. And I always hear people, Andrew, I don't know about your family. People always say, well, you know, Thanksgiving is Christmas. I'm going to gain all the weight I can. I'm going to eat. I'm going to do this. I mean, for me, I eat good all the time. I mean, I'm not going to wait for Christmas or Thanksgiving, then Christmas, to have like some good stuffing, dressing, as they say in the South, turkey and ham. If I want it, I'm going to eat it. But it is this time of the year that you're able to get together with your loved ones, be it your sisters, your brothers, your moms, your dads, or just good friends, and sit down and really enjoy the season. What about yourself, Andrew? Do you guys have any traditions that you do at home?
Oh, on Christmas Eve, we always have spaghetti and meatballs, and I get together with my brother and my parents, and we always have a great Christmas, opening all the presents on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, I kind of just sit back and take it easy. But yeah, as you said, I definitely look forward to all the extra meals during the holidays, but I try to eat good all year round.
The extra meals during the holiday. Yeah, I like that. So as you said at the top of the hour when you opened up, that we have two special guests on with us tonight, and they're singers and they have beautiful voices. Their voices are a lot better than my voice when I tried to open up singing A White Christmas. I mean, these two ladies are phenomenal in their own right. Tina B, who's a soprano, also alto. And then we have Jody C, contralto singer. I mean, she can really bring that sultry singing to the song. So we have like a combination here. I hope you guys enjoy our first ever holiday Christmas After Dark with Rob and Andrew show. And as always, as we say, please share the podcast. This is a season to be merry and also the season to give. So if you don't have a holiday gift for someone, share our show. Sit down and enjoy our show when you're having your meal. So without further ado, let's bring on Tina B and Jody C. And let's see what type of Christmases do they like. Tina, Jody, how are you ladies?
Hello.
Hello.
So we are glad to have you ladies on tonight to celebrate Christmas with us. Do you guys have any like special things that you do around this time of the year besides shop and eat? Something that you remember?
Well, mainly for me, it's just eating well.
Eating well.
As you talked about earlier, I grew up in a household where there was a lot of cooking going on. My mom was always in the kitchen. So I have just got accustomed to this time of the year just eating a lot of good food and enjoying it.
Oh, okay.
And I can worry about the pounds later.
And Jody, what about yourself?
I would have to ditto that. Stay you know, healthy throughout the year. Just a little extra this during this time. And I do like my roasted Brussels sprouts.
So oh, Brussels sprouts.
I like to make those during the holidays. And yeah, just living in gratitude, reconnecting with good friends, and yeah, and I'm near the beach, so I'll be enjoying the sunset.
I forgot. You're in Mexico, so yeah, just like shove it down our faces. I'm here in cold New York, but I mean, as I said,
which is beautiful.
Yeah. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I don't know if we'll get it. We'll probably get a cold Christmas. Andrew, what about yourself? You're in Illinois.
Yeah, here in Illinois, it's 30 degrees and not a drop of snow on the ground. So this isn't the kind of weather I prefer this time of year. It would be nice to get some snow, but it doesn't look like it'll be coming anytime soon.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in Illinois. I'm in New York. Jody is in Mexico on the beach. So I guess Santa is going to come with Bermuda shorts. And we've got Tina, who's right. in the big state of Texas.
The big state of Texas, right.
So you
we
guys
just had a cold front to come through, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it'll warm back up. It fluctuates a lot here in Texas, the weather does. So you never know.
You never know. Hey, the season to be merry, so we'll be thankful right. for what we get. We were talking at the top of the hour about, you know, different things that people like to do and whatnot, and we have you guys on to sing. Now, I tried to bring us in singing. I'm glad you guys weren't laughing. I'm sure you were laughing when you were on mute. But Tina,
no.
did you so was I okay? Do you think I could get a recording
contract?
Yeah, I think contract?
You did. Yeah, you came on in.
Yeah, they're saying that now. They're probably saying,
No.
Okay. Make me feel good. So is there a favorite song, Tina, that you like to hear during Christmas time? Wait, and before you answer that, why don't you just sing the song for us? And let's see if we can guess the song.
Okay.
Tina.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy when they see that reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That was, you know what I like about it? No, that's fine. But you know what I like about it? Is that I know every word that you said. You know, usually when I'm listening to the Christmas songs, I'm humming, I'm thinking, oh, they said this, they said that. And when the person actually sings a song, I'm like, that was in that song? I didn't know. Like you said, Yuletide, I thought they were saying Muletide. Now I know that it's Yuletide. You know, when I was a kid, I'm just singing everything phonetically. I thought that's what they said. But now right. we get to hear the real meaning. So Tina, how do you prepare when you're singing? What do you do? Do you drink a little warm water, tea, or does it just, you just let it come out to warm up your vocal cords?
Well, for me, a little bit of both. I do practice And I also, my go-to is just tea to warm up my throat and my vocal cords. I know everybody else has a different routine, but for me, just practice, practice, practice.
Do you put a little Jim Rummy in that tea, or it's just take a straight?
If need be.
A little libation, you know, to get that punch, that push in there.
Every now and then, I may need a little punch.
Well, look, that was beautiful. Chestnuts roasting on roasting on an open fire. That is the name of the song, right?
The name of the song is the Christmas song.
See, and I thought it was chestnuts roasting on an open fire, but it's the Christmas song.
I did as well.
Yeah, and Nat King Cole made it very popular.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Christmas song. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that rendition.
You're welcome.
Now, Jody C.
Excellent.
What do you do?
Well,
when you're getting ready to, before you tell us your song, when you're getting ready to warm it up. Now you're in Mexico. Do you take one of the Mexican drinks, libations, and, you know, to get it going?
Actually, I brought a little rum from Anguilla to Mexico.
Excuse me.
And so I have I just had a few drops of rum. Okay. I don't really do the tequila.
So what is one of your favorite songs to hear or perform during the holiday season, Christmas?
Well, my favorite used to be to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. And so I love Christmas Time Is Here.
Oh, well, would you care to render us a little rendition of Christmas Time Is Here? Now, I got to admit, I love a Charlie Brown's Christmas. And yes, we're going to talk about favorite shows, movies that you like to watch, but until then, Jody, please grace us with your voice.
All right. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and jewel-foot memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that what we always see, such spirit through the year.
Wow.
Fantastic.
You know, at one point I wanted to jump in and sing a little run along with you, but I was afraid that I might throw you off. So I'm like, I'm just quiet. When you and Tina, when you guys were singing, I'm like, oh, wait, I know that note. You know, I know that one. Like I said, a lot of times when people are singing, you don't, well, at least for me, I don't know about Andrew, I don't know all the words, so I make the words up in my head that I think they're singing. So when the both of you were singing, I kept thinking, oh, I think I know this word, but then you guys said something else, so I'm glad that I didn't jump in and throw you off, because I definitely would have done that. So, but Jody, you just mentioned something, or when you were talking about the season, Christmas, and you mentioned a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
What is your, and Tina, this is for you as well, as far as musical CDs, when you're playing, when you're at home, when you're participating in your libation in Mexico, sitting on the beach, looking at the beautiful waves, or Tina, when you're out enjoying the sunshine at the big Lone Star State of Texas, what CD or musician comes to mind that you'd like to like slip into the CD and just lay back and just let it play? Christmas music, that is.
I love me some Diana Krall. I just think she's got a wonderful voice. So, yes.
For me, it's a little bit of Nat King Cole. I think with me, it's not necessarily a Christmas album, just different songs during the year.
Okay, different albums. If it's on.
You get different albums.
Right. And you said Nat King Cole. I mean, he definitely quintessential with him singing the Christmas song. I love his version. And I think he came out with, well, he didn't come out with it, but his daughter, Natalie, had done a cover of it, and they connected it together, which was really nice. The song that you were singing, Jody, that, like I said, Charlie Brown Christmas. Have you guys seen a Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah, how many times?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not Christmas unless I see that. And here, my son, my nephew, they hear that over and over again. They'll probably grow up thinking that's the only song, Christmas song. I have the instrumental, and I have the voice with the little kids singing. Right. And I love it. And I cannot hardly wait for Christmas, because as soon as December 1st hits, boom, I pop it in and I play it over and over. If we had those cassette tapes, mine would be worn out, because I play. I'm the neighbor that you don't want. You're like, why is he still playing that song? That's Let's funny. Buy him another CD or cassette to play. Because I love the song. I mean, and as when Christmas, I play it up to New Year. Now, they say that you can play it 6 days into New Year. You can continue to play your music. But New Year, I cut it off, and I don't want to hear it anymore. I love it. I mean, I'm like, okay, it's it. Let's move on. But around that time of year when Thanksgiving hits, I'm like, oh, let me start looking for my CD. Got to get my CD. And then December 1st, I pop it in. I also like to watch the cartoon. Charlie Brown Christmas. Do you guys have a favorite movie or show that you like to watch? Andrew, we'll start with you, because I'll do all the talking if I don't need to come in here. So do you have a favorite show?
Well, you know, Rob, I love Christmas Vacation, as I've discussed before, but just last night I happened to watch the very first Home Alone movie, which is an excellent movie. I forgot how good the first one is, because it seems like they show Home Alone 2 more than Home Alone 1 nowadays. But Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci are the perfect villains in those movies, and Macaulay Culkin was so great in his role. That's just an all-time great movie, and I like watching it every year. And as I mentioned before, Christmas Vacation, can't go wrong with those two. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, I like the Christmas Vacation with it's not Dan Aykroyd, it's with the National Lampoon.
Chevy
Chase. I love that. I like to watch it. I don't know if they could make that movie today, but it's so hilariously funny. Tina, what about yourself? Do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch?
Actually, you may find this a little hilarious, but I do like to watch a lot of the cartoons that we grew up with. You know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sometimes I just want to just relax and just enjoy and take in that innocence of yesterday. So I do watch animation in addition to just a lot of the new movies that's coming out. Right. I'm one of those people that do take in, you know, Lifetime movies and Hallmark movies as well.
Oh yeah, those are always good to watch. And I'll tell you something else that I like to watch and listen to is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I love that cartoon with Boris Karloff. With Boris Karloff, I love it. I mean, that's another one. I look forward to the Christmas season to watch it. I have the book. I like to read the book. I read the book to my son. The version with Jim Carrey, I'm like, I don't like that. Leave it alone. I love Boris Karloff, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Did you guys not like that? I mean, it's so,
great.
It puts me into the mood. Yeah, I like it. Judy, what about yourself, Jody?
I have just worn out the DVD when DVDs were out for Christmas Vacation, that I never gets old. I will probably fall off my chair watching it, even if I watched it right now. It's just one of those.
It is funny.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I've seen it at least a million times, and that was my. That's my show. I love it. That and Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas. not only that, but the Charlie Brown Christmas CD, the Christmas CD, is just phenomenal. And I'd like to play it. Yeah. Of course, once I have played Christmas Time over 100 times, then I'll get to the other tracks on the CD and I'll play that. Now, speaking of CDs, music, in my opinion, the all-time best favorite is Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Her voice is phenomenal. I
definitely
like this.
A solid at Christmas.
Well, speaking of that, is there another song, Tina, that you could, you know, grace us with merriment when we're speaking of songs, since we're talking about Mariah Carey? Is there a song that you would like to care to throw out there for us really quick?
Well, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, I like it. And I want a Merry Little Christmas. So without further ado, Tina, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yours. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Bravo, bravo, wow, bravo.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you,
like
Tina.
That.
Thank you.
I wish my voice could, you know, capture that richness, you know. But, you know, I think I do good in the shower all by myself when I'm singing my Christmas songs. Now, Jody, what about you? Why don't you close out the first half of the show with a song?
Okay. I think we'll do a little Nature Boy. Now,
all right.
Nature Boy is a song that most people would not think of as a holiday song, but I feel like it's about connection and humanity and love. So here we go. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, that magic day, he passed my way. We spoke of many things, fools and kings, and this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jody. And thank you, Tina. We have enjoyed this first half so much. We all feel so blessed this holiday season, and we hope you do as well. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available in America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app. We'll be back with more After Dark on this Christmas show.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, you know, I have to put a good word in for Healthy Cell. They have three lines of products that I've been using now for months. One is Immune Super Boost, which is a daily supplement designed to supercharge your immunity. And boy, do we need this now with COVID-19 and the revelation that the COVID-19 spike protein could be in our body for a year and a half after the illness or after vaccination. The next product is Focus and Memory. And again, this brain fog that happens in the long COVID syndrome and even occurs in the post-vaccination syndrome appears to be really calling for a lot of the essential ingredients in the Focus product for Healthy Cell. And then lastly, my favorite product is the sleep product. The REM Sleep Healthy Cell product has a wonderful blend of combinations of key elements to restore normal sleep architecture. It's very important. It's different than getting put to sleep or forced to sleep. Getting a healthy sleep and having normal sleep architecture is quality sleep. And when we have good quality sleep, we have lower stress hormones during the day, we feel better. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to bed tonight until I've taken my Healthy Cell REM Sleep product. So go to healthycell.com, and when you order, hit the promo box and type in Out Loud. That will give you a 20% discount off the products. Try them. Try a box, try all three, and do your own self-assessment. I know I've done it. So let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Here's to wishing you all the joy of the season, my fellow Americans. Well, it was the American crooner Bing Crosby who said, unless we make Christmas an occasion to share our blessings, all the snow in Alaska won't make it white. From all of us here at America Out Loud, may the warmth of the season embrace you and yours. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we are back after Dog with Rob and Andrew, and this is our Christmas show, musical Christmas show. And as we mentioned, we have on with us tonight two beautiful, wonderfully talented women, Tina B. and Jody C. Tina hails from the big state of Texas, and Jody, by way of New York City, is in the country of Mexico. So we're glad that they're on tonight to help us celebrate Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. We hope that you are with your family or your loved ones, and you are enjoying this holiday season. So the first song we're going to have to open up the second half of the show is from Jody, all the way from Mexico, and she's going to give us a rendition of a Mexican Christmas song, I think it is. Jody, go for it.
All right. So, Besame Mucho, and it can be applied to the holidays. It's really just about love, and so, you know, just love. So here we go. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho. Que tengo miedo a perderte después. Bésame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo a perderte después.
Wow, I can't do it like that, but man, whatever it is, I got the feeling. Hey, you brought it home.
Thank you.
Now, talking just along the same lines of Christmas, we talked about foods and whatnot. Yeah. Here's one dish that I don't understand, and this is about the desserts for Christmas. Some people have pie, some people have cakes. Myself, I am a pie guy. I love pie. If you want to give me a cake, give me a lava cake, but I don't have to have all the frills on the cake with the icings and all that stuff. That's too much for me. But there's one cake that I don't understand. And if you guys like this cake, I'm sorry. I don't get the fruit cake. What the heck is a fruit cake? Hey, come on. is it the liquor in it? The wine, but do any of you like the fruitcake?
I do like the fruitcake.
Tina, you like the fruit? Okay.
And my grandmother used to make it with a little, you know, spiked up something in it. So,
let me ask you this. Do you think they were spiking the cake so that people wouldn't know that, hey, you're actually eating fruit and we're saying that it's a cake? Was it to give it that kick so you would just eat it?
Maybe so. I think the fruit cakes of today, if I can say this, are a little drier than they used to be back in the day when I remember them. But yeah, I'm one of those people.
Now, what about you, Andrew and Jody? Do you guys like are you familiar with the fruit cake?
Yeah, I haven't had too many fruit cakes, but my pet peeve is my grandma. She always makes these like lemon desserts, like lemon cupcakes or like lemon pie and stuff like that. And I'm just not a fan of lemon in my desserts. I like just regular lemon or some candy lemon, but not for my cakes and pies and things like that. So, yeah, I wish she would make something else instead, but she makes the lemon stuff.
Hey, I need to talk to your grandma because I love lemon meringue pie, lemon cake. I always love that. Now, I don't like the lemon custard. I never understood the lemon custard. Hey, you guys know what else? Apple pie. Was never a fan of apple pie. And a friend made an apple pie and I almost ate the whole freaking thing. I'm like, is this apple pie?
Love apple pie.
I love apple pie.
Yeah.
I like apple pie also.
Never. I'm like, what is this? A pie? You're going to give me an apple. I want the whole apple, not an apple and a pie. But that apple pie, hey, I was like, get back. This is my pie. Jody, what about yourself? You're in the fruit cake.
Fruitcake, no, I can't say I didn't grow up with it. I may have tried it once in my life and no, I'm not a fan. But one of my favorites that I have not had in a long time are the Blossom cookies. I guess people call them all different things, but they with the Hershey's Kiss in the middle and the peanut butter cookie. And you put that kiss right in the middle when it's hot and it melts right there. And it is just, it brings back wonderful memories.
So it melts it right there.
Those are delicious.
I've never heard of that. It melts it right there.
My Aunt Candy makes those. They're very delicious. These things that I've had.
Bring Candy over.
Yeah, these things that I've had recently is they put these Rolos inside of a pretzel, and then you just put it in the oven for like 15 minutes, and it melts the chocolate a little bit. They taste really good as
well.
Never thought of that. I don't like peanut butter cookies. If I'm going to have a peanut butter, I want my peanut butter, just peanut butter and jelly. I don't even like the Reese's Pieces or for Christmas.
Really?
My mom used to always get us those little Reese's buttercup things for Christmas. Whenever we had that candy, I'm like, here, let's do a candy swap. I don't like this. I want peanut butter, just regular peanut. I don't want it in a cookie. I don't want it in ice cream. Just give me the peanut butter. You don't got to dress peanut. Why do you have to dress peanut butter up? It can stand by itself. Come on.
I'm with Andrew. I don't really like anything lemon unless it's lemonade. I just don't like the lemon cake. I don't like the lemon pie. But one pie that my mom used to make that I loved as a child was the pineapple upside down cake. I don't know, Rob, if your mom ever made that.
It was delicious. Okay, let me ask you this. Why is it upside down? Why can't it be upside up? Why do they turn it
on? That's a good question.
Is there a We're gonna call this the pineapple upside down.
You know,
down.
I used to see her flop. Yeah, I used to see her flop it, like flop the cake itself before she put the toppings on. So I really don't know why it's called that. But yeah, it's really sweet. At least the one she used to make.
And see, and that's my thing. I like pineapples, but I don't like them that tart. I don't like pineapple drinks. They even put pineapples on ham, like the Christmas ham. They'll put pineapples. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is it to decorate the ham because the ham looks so naked and you want to like dress it up? Whereas you have a turkey, you have this bird, he has his two legs that are there without his head on. You're like, okay, this is good eating. And if I have the turkey, I want it deep fried. I don't like the turkey in the oven. To me, it's dry, it's boring. I want my turkey deep fried. That might just be a Southern thing, and I'm from the South. But deep fried turkey, man, give me a turkey drumstick and I can go to town with it. I mean, that's good eating. Moving on from the food to the, Jody, did you want to say something? I see you laugh. I hear you laughing at me.
No, just enjoying.
Yeah, I was thinking it sounds hard to please over there. Who doesn't like turkey in the oven?
Yeah, well, when you think about it, I mean, for me, you guys, you tell me what your favorite meat is. I prefer on Christmas a Christmas ham. Now, some people, now this is getting down in the South, they like chitterlings, which is the inside is the pig's intestine. Right. It's a delicacy in Asian communities. I'm from the South, and I have been known to partake in some chitterlings if it's prepared properly. I mean, it has a stench when you're preparing it, but if you prepare it properly, you have the onions. I have been known to sit down to a plate of chitterlings with nice Christmas ham. What about yourself, Andrew?
Like a good Christmas ham. Sometimes go with turkey, but ham is generally the proper choice for Christmas. It seems like after Thanksgiving, you're kind of tired of that meal, so you're ready for a good ham. A good glazed ham. You don't want like an overwhelming ham on Christmas.
Mm. What about yourself, Tina?
Well, I like the turkey, but since I, as an adult, I indulge more with like Cornish hens around this time of the year. Stuffed Cornish hens even better.
Ew, excuse me, Miss Proper Cornish hens.
Yeah. That's like my go-to, easy to make. You know, okay. If it's stuffed, put it in the oven, and hey, it's good.
Uh-huh. And Jody, yourself?
Growing up, it was ham, but these days I don't partake in any of the birds. So I just do some stuffed peppers and keep it vegetables. Love my Brussels sprouts, and I'm happy.
So you have the you have the Christmas Brussels sprout. For complete disclosure, Jody used to train me, so whenever I would overeat, I could go to the gym and she could whip me back into shape and say, okay, you get a little hanging over here. It's time to get it.
You keep it healthy, Rob. Okay. You do a great job of it.
Well, thank you. Okay, so I think it's time for another song, and we would like for Tina B to grace us with the song, a song of your choosing. Notice I'm not just pulling songs out of the hat, but I can if you want to, because I can say Silent Night. You want to do a little bit of Silent Night? Hark the Heralds, or Santa Baby. Do you guys both know that? Santa Baby.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Da-da. Want to do it together?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first time, folks. You have it here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We have Tina B and Jodeci. They are going to sing Santa Baby. Now, this is, folks, this is live. And I'm just bringing this up on these ladies. Now, they're probably saying, I don't believe he's doing this, but it's Christmas time. So smile and let's see. Bring it on. Now, I will try not to jump in and ad lib. I will do my best. But hey, if I get the move, if it hits me, I might come on in there with a baritone or with a tenor.
Jump on in.
Okay, ladies, go for it.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Been an awful good girl.
Okay, no, I want a Cadillac. I prefer Cadillacs, okay? With a
Cadillac. Not a convertible.
I want a Cadillac, okay.
I want a Cadillac, and I want a Christmassy Cadillac. You know, I like watching the car commercials during Christmas time, and someone is always driving up with this huge bow on it. I'm thinking, is this real? Does this actually happen? Yeah, it happens. I think my brother-in-law did that to my sister once with this huge bow, and he drives up. And I'm always wondering, does a person know that they're going to get that car, or do they take it to someone's house? But those commercials are always the best to me. I love them. Now, I want to talk about something else. Tina, I haven't forgotten about your song, so get ready now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm fine.
Okay. Ugly sweater. Are you guys familiar with the ugly? I don't like Christmas sweaters.
Mm-mm.
I see people with them posing in pictures. They're like, geez, and then they'll send them to you. On their holiday pictures. Now, if you're going to do it for a holiday picture, that's fine. But I don't want to see you in that sweater.
Yeah, I think agree. The one I've got just kind of is tucked away. I don't it's think I've ever worn it anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not so much into like Christmas sweaters, but all the winter long, I like those like old man style sweaters with like the buttons on them. And in the front. Yeah, I like wearing those all. Christmas season
I like
long,
those sweaters.
But I'm not into the Christmas sweaters so much.
No, I am into the Christmas socks. I like socks.
Yeah, the nice and warm ones. For sure.
Well, no, I'm talking about the nice and warm ones, but the ones that have Santa Claus, reindeer, snowdrops. I mean, I love those socks. I actually have some on now. They're blue. I'm raising my feet up. Let me see. And it has a snow penguin on them. I love holiday socks. I think they're the best. Ugly sweater, you can have it. I don't want it at all. What about you guys? Do you guys like, holiday socks or stockings?
Stockings.
And then when it's cold, you want the long johns on. But Andrew, I like that thing about the sweaters. I like the sweaters also. And I see some people running around with reindeer antlers on their heads.
Yes.
I like to see kids. No, when I see grown men running around, I'm thinking, okay, you're taking a little bit too far now. If you're doing it with your family, fine. But when I'm going to the gym, if I see someone working out with some weights and I turn over and there's like, they got antlers on their head, I'm thinking, okay, he is really into it, isn't he? He's got to wear his antlers to the gym. Okay, Tina, do you want to come on with your song?
Yeah, I can pick it up a little bit. You had mentioned earlier about Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole cooperating on an album. And this song has kind of grown on me through the years here lately. Okay. But Caroling.
Ah, I like that. Go for it.
Caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear. Sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong. Christmas bells are ringing. Oh, caroling through the town, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark thee well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Beautiful. Wow. I love that song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Now, what about an all-time favorite that we hear every year, Silent Night? I love that. Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm. All is bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Wow, that was beautiful. Silent Night. Wow. Jody, what about yourself?
Well, I'd like to do a little pum pum pum.
Yes, drummer boy.
Come,
yeah.
Come, they told me, rum, bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum.
A newborn king to see, rum, bum, bum, bum. Our finest gifts we bring, rum, bum, 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 bum. To lay before the king, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. So to honor him, rum-pa-bum-bum, when we come. So to honor him, rum-pa-bum-bum, when we come.
Wow, you have beautiful voices. Do you find yourself singing Christmas songs a lot during the holiday period?
Yes, all day.
Yes.
I would too if I could sing like that.
Thank you. They're so festive, joyous.
Yeah, it is festive. I mean, that's like I said, I love this time of the year. When you're able to get together and you're able to sing songs, Christmas songs, because you don't have songs like that for Thanksgiving or for Easter or any other holiday. It's always around Christmas time that you're able to do it. Now, did any of you ever go out caroling, going from place to place caroling?
No.
In their neighborhoods?
I've always wanted to do, but I've never done it.
Uh-huh.
No. I did as a child with my father, and that was fun in our small town in Connecticut.
Right.
A few times, and that was fun, but not recently.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we see that as much as we used to anymore. Where I live, definitely, you don't ever see the Christmas carolers out. It would be nice to get a visit from them, but never seen them come around here, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, something that's like they used to do long years ago, and it's no longer here. Now, I want to segue to favorite movies. We touched about it a little bit, holiday movies, what makes a holiday movie. And there's one movie in particular that I don't understand why they consider it a holiday movie, other than the fact that when it was released, it was during the holiday period. And that's Bruce Willis, Die Hard. Do you guys think that's a holiday movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that a holiday movie.
Right.
If you watch it, it's got a lot of Christmas references to it. So I guess I would consider it like a festive movie. I wouldn't necessarily save that one to like Christmas Day. It's good like starter up, maybe like December 8th before you get into the big Christmas movies, the National Lampoons and the Home Alone and things like that. But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah, Home Alone, without a doubt, as you had mentioned, Andrew, earlier on, it has become a lexicon in our society that people like to see Home Alone. And to me, it's the first one with Macaulay Culkin. People like to see it because it does bring that spirit back to, you know, where we are, what's going on, and, you know, being around family and everything. And not only that, at one point, the shows that were on TV, they would always center their programming around the holiday. And they would end that season with a holiday type theme. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV, a lot of situational comedies, but I enjoyed seeing that when they would bring that out and say, okay, this is our holiday show. Or even some of the singers would come on and do some of the holiday musicals on TV. What do you guys think about rap? Do you guys rap? Can you guys give us like a rap of a holiday song? Ooh, a Merry Christmas, yo, to you, and a Happy New Year, yo, yo. I can't, and I'm not a rapper.
No, I'm not a rapper.
No, I'll leave it to the people who can do that.
There's nothing wrong with it. If you like to rap it, you know, rap it on out. I think we're due for another song. Which one of you ladies would like to take us for another song.
I'll do Jingle Bells.
Okay. Go for it.
Jingle Bells. And everybody, Tina, jump on in with me if you would like. All right. A lot of people know just the chorus, so we're going to start from the top.
All right.
Dashing through the snow in the one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a song tonight. Oh, everybody, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right. Hey, we brought it on home.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Hey, Andrew, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Andrew.
Yeah. I was just enjoying listening to the three of you, so I was
beautiful, wonderful, such angelic voices. Man, I wish I had a voice like an angel, but I'll just keep on talking, you know. I don't want to run anyone off on I don't want to ruin their Christmas, you know.
Because, you know, just keep bringing this good energy and this great show.
Well, thank you. That's what I will keep doing. So let's see. We talked about the holiday traditions. We talked about desserts. We talked about the songs. What about puddings and drinks? I heard something about a stink or stank pudding. I don't know what the heck it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but I like eggnog, and I always look forward to it around Christmas time. It's not something that I love, but having a few glasses December time, especially Christmas Day, having a couple big glasses of eggnog is good. I don't have the alcoholic eggnog. I've never tried it. It might be pretty good. I might have to get on that sometime, but how about you guys? Are you guys into the eggnog?
Love eggnog.
Love it. That was actually another drink that my grandmother used to spike. She made a very good eggnog, very frothy eggnog that we would sneak and drink, even though there were actually two different types that was made, one for the children, one for the grown-ups. But we would find ourselves sneaking in the refrigerator, getting the one that was spiked.
So Tina, when you guys are sneaking in and drinking the one that was spiked, did they have a lot of kids like passed out, like, hey, what's wrong with this?
No, just giggling and having fun, knowing that we were doing something we weren't supposed to be doing.
What kid doesn't do that? You know, that's when you like get into mischievous things. Like I would always try to peek inside the presents to see what was inside. I like the idea that they were all wrapped up, but I also wanted to know what's inside of this gift. Like, who gave me this? And I was spinning around and trying to shake it and go, what's in here? You know, like, I want to know. And then the day of Christmas, you know, the excitement, they're like, oh gosh, here we go. Did you guys open up your gifts on Christmas Eve?
My parents always did this thing where on Christmas Eve, we would open up like clothes, because like when you're 7 years old, you're not that excited about like new sweatpants,
right?
new shirts on Christmas Eve, you know what I mean? At least as a boy. So we'd open up clothes on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning, Santa would come overnight, and we'd wake up to a tree full of presents, and we'd wake up and open the presents Christmas morning. It'd be the first time we'd get to see what we were actually getting. So I didn't get a chance to peek inside. Of course, eventually might have actually found a couple presents that were supposed to be for Christmas Day, but that's another story.
And a lot of kids do that, you know. For us, we would have presents up under the tree, and then there would always be the gifts that they would say Santa brought. And I would always get up looking like, when is Santa coming? We don't have a chimney. How is he coming in the house, and what is he going to bring? And then the next thing I knew, I would wake up and all the toys were displayed, they were set out. I'm thinking, wow, Santa came when I was asleep. What about you, Tina and Jody?
Did you always wonder, like, how did that happen? That magical moment when you would wake up and see all the toys out?
Absolutely. There,
I remember one Christmas trying to actually stay up late. Like, I'm going to make sure I stay up late enough to see what's going on here. And I still ended up falling asleep.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't do the Christmas Eve thing. All of our gifts and toys are basically open on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So, yeah. I just remember the excitement of running to the living room to see my mother would have the toys, or rather Santa would have the toys spread out like all over, you know, the couch for us. So I just remember that moment.
And yourself, Jody?
Christmas Eve was usually a festive time. We have a little friends and family over, and then my parents and I, we would open up some gifts. They would say, choose one from under the tree. And then the next morning I would, like everyone else mentioned, just kind of hide out, and I never caught Santa, you know, putting all these wonderful things under the tree. But
Santa was always quick. He was
an
so
exciting
quick.
Time, an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much to Tina and Jody for joining us tonight. Such talented ladies. We appreciate their time. We had a great time on this Christmas show. And hopefully next year, maybe we can do the same thing again. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.